My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. We've been following along week by week during the construction of a new house. This house will be built on a shallow, frost-protected foundation. We're ready for the pour. All the underslab plumbing, chases, vapor barriers, and insulation are in place. We've infilled the form with pea stone, allowing for a 6-inch pour in the field and a full 18-inch thickened edges all around the perimeter. The foundation contractor still needs to place the reinforcing steel in the form prior to the pour. 1/2-inch rebar is on site, ready to go. They call the concrete company a day ahead to make sure we're in the queue for delivery. It's tentatively set up for a 10 o'clock delivery, and we'll take 2 trucks back to back. They're on site by 8 to run the steel. They need to place 2 courses of continuous steel 3 inches up from the base of the pour in the thickened edge. The face of the pour gets a 2-foot grid of rebar. It's wired together and elevated so that it ends up about 3 inches below the face of the pour. They make another call to the concrete company around 8:30, confirming a 10 o'clock delivery. By 9:30, the steel's in, so there's time for a break before the first truck shows. The plan is to fill the base of the haunch first. This will help spread the weight during the pour, so blowouts will be less likely. When the truck still hasn't shown by 10:30, they call again and are told it's on its way. The concrete plant is about 15 minutes away, so when the truck finally shows at 11:30, they were so mad. The pour largely goes like this. One person controlling the chute and communicating with the truck operator. Two guys with shovels helping steer the concrete and make sure there are no voids. Once the base of the haunch is full, they start infilling the field. The pour is leveled and troweled as soon as it reaches the top of the forms. Concrete is fluid, but it doesn't flow that easily and doesn't self-level like a liquid. The first concrete truck is done, but the second hasn't showed yet. Once the edges begin to stiffen, I set the anchor bolts for the sills. They place steel stakes at intermediary locations in the field and wrap wire at what will be the top of the pour. These intermediary points are to assist in leveling. The second truck, promised on the heels of the first, ends up being the same truck that took the first load back to the plant, then back to the site. Other than the delays and hassle of the trucks, the pour goes well. Construction often goes this way. Being adaptable is a powerful ally during construction. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.